It's National Youth Sports Week, and our guest in the studio with us this morning, Barb Spate, licensed athletic trainer and regional manager for Henderson, Polk, and Transylvania Counties Pardee Sports Medicine. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here in the studio with us.
Thank you for having me.
National Youth Sports Week. What exactly is that?
Well, the purpose of Youth Sports Week is an event to showcase how youth sports organizations and members of Congress can collaborate to promote healthy lifestyles for children and their families through sports.
So this is something that you obviously do. This is something that you're obviously involved with Pardee. What is it about youth sports? What happened with you that caused you to be passionate about this and to become an athletic trainer?
Well, sports offer so many benefits to young people, including physical activity, team building, communication skills, and time management. And when I was a young athlete, I experienced a career-ending injury. I went through physical therapy here in Hendersonville, and I was introduced to the field of athletic training, and it combined my love of sports and medicine, and I knew that I wanted to pursue that as a career.
So you're a certified athletic trainer, and what exactly is that?
As a certified athletic trainer, we are healthcare professionals that provide athletes and physically active people athletic care for sports injuries, but also medical conditions. We work under the direction of a physician, and that it can include anything from injury prevention, illness prevention, to wellness education, emergency care, treatment of athletic injuries, into rehabilitation to get you back into your sport of choice, as well as helping you navigate the healthcare field when you do get an injury.
So let's target that more towards youth sports and youth athletics. Okay. How do athletic trainers protect the health and safety of student athletes?
Certified athletic trainers are particularly there to provide any health needs that may arise while you're participating in sports, especially with young athletes that are new to physical activity and organized sports. We provide education, prevention, as well as treatment of any athletic injuries that they may have.
And Pardee Hospital is very strong with athletic trainers, with having athletic trainers and having support at all of the ball games and everything, all of the sporting events. Pardee is also very involved other than having athletic trainers at all of the high school and middle school sporting events, correct?
Correct. We also provide preventative measures at the school. The athletic trainer develops a school-wide emergency action plan and does very close monitoring for concussions. We also do baseline concussion testing, but we also have an athletic trainer for all varsity football games. We have one on the field, also another athletic trainer up in the press box so that we have a multi-viewpoint to monitor any unsafe conditions or hard hits that these football players might have.
And speaking of football, I mean, certainly the whole concussion thing has certainly been in the headlines for a while, and we've talked about that a little bit with what Pardee is doing.
Thanks to the Pardee Hospital Foundation, we've been able to purchase special helmets for our local athletes to where we can get alerted to our computer that's on our sideline that lets us know if a hit is too hard or if there's been multiple hits in a short period of time.
So let me ask you personally, Barb, what is your favorite thing about being an athletic trainer?
I think my favorite part of being an athletic trainer is that I get to know these student athletes on a daily basis. I get to know them and provide thoughtful and compassionate care. I'm with them before the injury happens, when it happens, as well as after it happens. And I can take a lot of the stress off of the parents and the student athletes, getting them in to see a doctor, but also getting back on the field and being a good representation for that student athlete with the coaches and help facilitate any accommodations that they may need.
And based on what you said earlier in the interview, you've been there. It happened to you. So you've lived through it and you can share that with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Barb Spate, again, licensed athletic trainer and regional manager for Henderson, Polk, and Transylvania Counties for Pardee Sports Medicine. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thanks for chasing your dream of being an athletic trainer. If you'd like to learn more about Pardee Sports Medicine, it's simple. Just visit www.pardeehospital.org.